James Harmon with 929 Again. I'm here with Cal Corver. Cal, you were born in Los Angeles, California, till your family moved to Pella, Iowa?
Pella.
Pella. How was that transition?
Moved over Christmas break. And I went, my first day of school in Iowa got canceled because there was too much snow on the ground. I was like, this happens in life? Like, it was a huge culture shock, for sure. But from a basketball standpoint, it's probably one of the best things that ever happened to me because I had to learn, like, fundamentals. Like, they would teach the fundamentals there. I had my uncle as my seventh grade coach, and he just, like, right away broke a whole bunch of terrible habits that I had developed playing on the playgrounds in L.A., you know. If that move wouldn't have happened, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today, so.
Well, you know, Pella is the childhood home of Wyatt Earp.
It is.
One of the greatest shooters
Come on.
Ever to live.
Research.
Are you the best long-distance shooter in the NBA?
Man, you know what? I let other people decide that stuff. You know, I don't want to get into comparing. There's a lot of great shooters. There's guys who've done it longer than me. You know, but you know, I'd like to, you know, try to be right up there with the best of them.
I hear your mother was pretty good. She scored 74 points in a high school game.
Yeah.
Have you ever scored 74 points in a game, and is she your influence for playing basketball?
She's my motivation to try to beat my mom. No, shit, you know what? Yeah, that record is never going to get broken by anybody. We had all my brothers, we all play basketball, and I don't even think we got halfway to her record, so that record's there to stay. Yeah, she's really embarrassed by it because this comes up a lot, you know, anytime there's any kind of media, anything, and everyone asks about mom. And she wasn't a finesse long-range shooter. She was in there, you know, throwing elbows and beasting those girls back in Montezuma, Iowa. But, you know, she... Yeah, I grew up in a basketball family, and, you know, my mom has a great perspective on the game, my dad, too. And, you know, it was good to grow up with all of them.
Last question from me. Can you just shed a little light on the Cal Corver Foundation?
Yeah, the foundation, you know, basically the heart of it is everywhere that I've played, we've tried to find someone who's super talented and wants to use that to bless other people. And you know... there's no rhyme or reason to the person. There's no rhyme or reason to what it is that they do. We just try to find someone whose heart's in the right spot and who's super talented. So the things that the foundation does, it varies all over the place, from a T-shirt company that gives away the money that it makes to building handicap ramps for kids in Utah to inner city programs in Philadelphia. It's all over the map. So it's just part of building relationships with people. I mean, that's how real things change. You know, it's not just covering... It's not just blanketing a community with some money and some Band-Aids, but really trying to develop relationship and kind of, you know, dig into it and see what happens.
James Harmon, 929 Again, here with Cal Corver.